You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We are at the winter meetings, Lake Buena Vista, Florida. We're talking about the Washington Nationals. Tim McMaster along with Jamal Collier and Joe Posnanski. And guys, we're going to take some questions. We're going to talk about this team, what's going on this week in the winter meetings. And Jamal, I'll start there. A year ago, this team made some major moves. They wanted to make even more moves than they did. It was a home game at the winter meetings outside of Washington, D.C. That's not a need right now, right? This team needs to make some tweaks and just fine-tune a very good roster.
Exactly. You're talking about a team that's back-to-back playoff appearances, 97 wins last year. And you're right. This should be just kind of, you know, fine-tuning around the edges. They've got a couple of little needs, a couple of things they can kind of address, but it shouldn't be as active as they were last year. And even next year, you look ahead a little bit, they might be really active, but this year seems to be kind of a in the middle spot here, where they won't be kind of around kind of some of the major names that'll be moving around these couple days.
I think that's what's so fascinating about them is that this is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year. So whatever tweaks they can make is going to be important. But clearly they know what's coming at the end of next year, and so this is the window closes. So that to me makes the Nationals as fascinating as just about any team in baseball next year.
Obviously, what you're talking about is Bryce Harper. He's going to be a free agent after next year. Now, everybody, tons of talk over the years now that, hey, Bryce Harper is going to become a free agent, and he's going to sign a $400 million contract with the New York Yankees. Well, they just got Giancarlo Stanton, so that makes that interesting. Do you think, is there more of a chance that the Nationals can keep Harper because the Yankees just got Stanton?
I've kind of been back and forth on this over the last couple of days. On one hand, you know, yes, it does seem like one potential suitor is off the board for Bryce. But I think also when you look at it, there's going to be enough teams that are going to be able to throw their hat in that ring, or so to speak, or teams that will be able to afford him. When you have a player like him, as young as he is and as good as he's been, he's not going to have a shortage of people going after his services. So on one hand, yes, it certainly doesn't hurt the Nets' chances. But I don't think it necessarily moves the needle that much, just because the Yankees don't now seem to be a team that would be in that ring.
Yeah, and I think we saw something really interesting with Stanton. It wasn't about money. I mean, money was already squared away. So next year, when the Giants want him, and when the Dodgers want him, and when the Cardinals want him, and what will speak will be money. And I think the Nationals can get outbid, right? I mean, that feels to me like the Nationals will go so high, but they won't go any higher. And that's going to make it really, really tough, because I think it's going to go up.
And I do think one thing about Bryce is I've never gotten a sense from him that he's a guy who just will take the highest bidder necessarily and go to just any old place. He wants to go a place that he can win, a place that he feels has a chance to be competitive and do things for a number of years. And I think that's why the Nationals will have a strong chance in that. But you're right that the money is going to be there. He's going to get paid. It's going to just kind of be about what his pick is.
We're getting a lot of comments, and it's kind of split. There's the, all right, we're all in with Bryce this year, and then there's trade Bryce.
This
is a team that is built to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They haven't won a postseason series, and they've had the talent to do it. It hasn't happened. But I don't understand the trade.
I've gotten it as well on Twitter. People ask me to do it at the weekly inbox, and people have floated that out and say, hey, if you don't think you're going to re-sign Bryce, do you trade him? And it's absurd. I mean, there's no chance they trade Bryce. Even if he told you tomorrow, I am not going to re-sign here, you still have one of the best players in baseball for this next year. You try to win the World Series with him.
I think
that's the biggest thing, is that they're committed. One, the Nationals want Bryce. They want to win. They want to keep him long term. They want to win with him. So I think just they're not going to do it. But even in general, the premise of that, you take this guy who's really good, is going to be in your lineup every day, and you try to win with him while you have him.
Now, I think Jamal hits on both points. One is, I don't think the Nationals have given up on signing him. So you don't trade him. But secondly, trade him for what?
Yeah. I mean, what are you getting back?
You're going to get him. I mean, it's just, there's nothing. Yeah. There's no point in that. And they are built to win this year. I mean, they were built to win last year, but they have to play this thing out.
All right, well, you look at that team, and it is built to win. And Matt wants to know, 97, 95, 96 wins the last three of the last 4 years, obviously the one-off year, over under 95 for 2018.
95 is a lot of games.
Yeah.
The division will probably be down again this year, so I will take the over on that. Can I push? I'm not pushing to say they'll win 95. No,
he didn't set it at 94 and a half.
That's
you're
true.
Good.
I'll take the over just because I think the division will be down, and I think they'll have a chance to kind of fatten up on some of those teams.
Yeah, I think there'll be some wins with the Marlins. But really interesting point to me is, you know, the one big loss of this offseason was Dusty Baker. And yeah. And that's a guy who knows how to win games, regardless of how anybody feels about him in the postseason, whatever. Yeah. You know, there will be a learning curve there. And so,
absolutely.
You know, it's you know, they're going to win that division. It might not take 95 games to do it.
No.
We were joking before we started that it's probably going to be a quiet winter meetings for the Washington Nationals. Yeah. And then you said, yeah, they'll probably sign Jake Arrieta tomorrow. With that in mind, from David, what are the chances that the Nationals go out, pick up Andrew McCutchen and Jake Arrieta?
Andrew McCutchen, virtually zero. I think that ship has kind of sailed. And one thing that they actually have is outfielders. I
mean, and Adam Eaton's got to be back.
Right, Adam Eaton will be back. You have Bryce Harper. You have Michael Taylor, who had a really good year last year. Brian Goodwin had a really good year. You got Victor Robles, their top prospect, waiting
in the
wings.
Can't even find his way
up. Exactly. They don't even really have a spot for him. They've got a lot of outfielders. If anything, they may try to trade from that kind of blood of outfielders they have. You know, the thing that they have now, they have four starters that they feel really good about, and there's the fifth starter is kind of a need for them. We've seen in the past when there doesn't look like a very clear starting pitching need, that they've added to the top of their rotation as opposed to adding to the back. That's what Max Scherzer, they signed Doug Fister a couple of years ago as well. So that's kind of the sense there, that people are kind of wondering what the Nats will be of players. I would be surprised if they are for some of the big free agent starting pitchers, just because I don't think they're necessarily going to pay that sort of price unless it kind of comes down to them and the market comes back somewhere in late January or so. But you could see, again, going back to the outfield question, is they could do something where they trade some of these guys and try to find a starting pitcher in that sense, because they do have a need for a fifth starter, and perhaps they just add somewhere to the top of their rotation, pair somebody with Strasburg and Scherzer. Remember last year they went after Chris Sale, same kind of mindset there, and then kind of move everybody back. And now Tanner Roark or Gio Gonzalez, your fifth starter, looks pretty good.
I'd love to see him do it. I really yeah. would. I'd love to see them go crazy and try to do it. Yeah. But you can't sign Jake Arrieta for 1 year. That's why a trade could happen.
Yeah.
Where they might be in the market if there is a pitcher who's going to become a free agent next year or two. They might go ahead and try to go ahead and bring that guy in, because, again, all in this year.
Right.
And that's interesting, too, because a year ago they wanted to get that big bullpen arm here at the winter meetings. It didn't happen, but look what they did at the trade deadline. Right. Maybe they could do that at the trade deadline as well. All right, from Brett, All-Star Games in D.C. You look at that. You look at this roster. Is somebody on that team going to be invited to be in the Derby, and will they be a part of it? I think we're focusing in on one guy.
Yeah. So Trey Turner is
inside the park home runs.
Right.
Anthony Rendon is going to be great in that home run Derby.
Yeah. I mean, Bryce has been pretty consistent in saying, and actually he has now qualified this with, if I'm an All-Star in 2018. But, you know, he's been pretty consistent that game being in D.C. this year, that he wants to participate in the Home Run Derby. So unless something changes over the next couple of months, obviously a lot of things can change over that time, but I think you should be ready to buy a ticket and see that Bryce will be participating in that Home Run Derby.
Bryce Harper against the New York Yankees 3-4-5
hits. Love it. Love it. Love it. They should all have to switch hands.
Yeah. All right. Great stuff, Jamal. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for the great questions as well. We'll be here throughout the week at the winter meetings.